Good afternoon. Welcome to the Talk on the Block. We'll continue with the discussion we had here this morning. Some people say the good, bad, and the ugly of the herb cannabis. Let's discuss the subject explored by many sides. Including the dear Prime Minister speaking to reporters earlier this week.
And to allow people to be able to have in your possession and for the use for religious purposes and other purposes, 28 grams of marijuana. And I believe in this amendment we'll also allow for maybe a couple of trees, persons to be able to have a couple of trees planted on their private premises, and of course there'll be conditions set. So if you're 18 and younger, you can't smoke it. You are not to be in possession of this. So this is part of the amendments. Of course, there'll be other conditions that you can't smoke in the public, you can't smoke on the bus. Everybody's on the bus, you can't smoke on the bus, and et cetera, et cetera. But this is not, we're not passing this legislation. From my view, this has not been presented to the parliament to quote unquote free up the herb, as we say. And it is really about not prosecuting people for the possession of 28 grams or less. And this is a progressive move by the government. And the next step is to look at marijuana from a medicinal standpoint and the bigger legislative agenda on this. And this will come later on.
Matt, it has man that smoking for several years that have to use what they call pie stick. Matt, you know what they call pie stick?
No, I didn't know that.
You never smoke in your life, I don't think. You never hang out too much in the ghettos or nothing.
Let me be honest, Blessings. In my teenage years, I tried a stick of marijuana. To me, it made no sense, so I stopped it. You know?
I'm glad you did not go to a very large... In the sense where, Matt, I am not smoking for over 20 years. I stopped smoking.
Okay.
And, Matt, that thing they call high grade is to have a lot of schizophrenic young people on a global scale.
Okay.
Matt, man has to take marijuana that is weak, very weak, and mix with what they call the high grade. That look like alien weed. And not for them to smoke it. If not, it gives them a high that is not too comfortable.
Okay.
So, Roosevelt's carrot is a very dangerous man. My brethren, you lose the tourist industry. I mean, long before COVID-19, we lost some major ships. And it is said that based on our affiliations with all kind of terrorists, all kind of money laundering and passport selling, people do not feel too comfortable with Iran and Libya.
Mm-hmm.
I am not saying these countries are bad, you know, Matt, but, you know, perception can be reality, particularly might is right. Mr. America and Mr. Europe say so. So I am saying, my brethren, the tourist industry is on its back, all on life support. Matt, the banana industry is dead. Matt, why not create an industry out of marijuana? You're just motivating young people to sit down and smoke, and for every school child to have weed in their bag, going to school, and every little break they don't take a couple high, and they come back to school, they don't hear what the teacher saying, because that is poison, them high grade marijuana. You might have high grade, that is poison, man. So I am saying, man, you create an industry, I hear it's $1 million for a license if they would have to create one in Dominica. So it is even nasty for Tony Astaf and them that buy a couple acres of land and they're cultivating weed. Like once when he had copra in Belfast, Matt, he had the big suppliers and the small suppliers. What you would have now, the big suppliers buy the license, and under the license, you would have several small cultivators supplying into the big suppliers. And then not everybody's happy. But these criminals, Matt, does not want to see people independent financially. No. So Skerrit is going to give them to smoke weed to create more zombies and to make everybody to get to youth who don't like to work. Sit down and smoke and sell weed to other little children. And they get crazy when they smoke those kind of high weed there, Matt. That give you high, Matt. You can't. You feel you're going mad. So, Matt, you see a lot of young men have to end up at the psychiatric ward. Some people's brain is stronger than the other. So you'll find a lot of men say, but I smoke in it and it doesn't mean me nothing. Well, good for you. You can control the high. Some young minds cannot control them, cannot hide from them high grade. So, Matt, Skerrit is eager. Skerrit, if you want to do something for the people, why not create an industry out of marijuana on a global scale? It is just sweeping the world. The cultivation and decriminalization of marijuana. Why not do it in Dominica, giving people a few trees, how much ounces, to just further encourage smoking, Matt? And I'm saying, Matt, Dominicans, I do not want to refer to you all as being dumb, but Matt, the brains of the country, the great minds of the country are not there. So the influence can rub off on the majority, because the majority, according to Pierre Charles, we are basking in our ignorance. And this boy who wants to maintain his grip on power for till 2050, he claims, combine how much people that die, he'll destroy the health sector, destroy the agricultural sector, destroy everything rather than facilitate the people of Dominica. So nothing to shout about, Matt. Black noise old man who stutters and talk all this gibberish. I do not take black noise seriously, just like Barry Bellot. I think they're in the same category. So Matt, really and truly, that big so-called giving an amount of weed to smoke, that is to further destroy young people, scare it, create an industry out of the cultivation of marijuana. Matt, have a blessing.
Now we're going, Mr. Speaker, to stop spending thousands of dollars on actually incarcerating young people for simply smoking a spliff. Man. And we're saying, now is the time, Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Speaker, when are we going to stop preventing men or young men from getting a job because of conviction for simple possession? Now is the time. And Mr. Speaker, when are we going to prevent our young men from joining the families in the United States because they cannot get a green card or a visa? Now is the time. And Mr. Speaker, when are we going to end that legacy of failure that pervade the lives of our young people because they had possession and conviction for a spliff? Now is the time, Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Speaker, you know, at the end, Mr. Speaker, you know, let me give you a joke. Amen.
I just was searching for that clip from Blackmore some, maybe 2 years ago, speaking with Ghost Kelly Williams on Kyrie FM. Adamantly opposed to the use of marijuana. What a sudden change. What a sudden change. Again, I'm not the health experts, but there are many who believe, although recognizing that marijuana is one of the most popular drugs on the market today, while it may have the impression of being a harmless, fun substance, it is still a drug that changes what goes on in the mind, sometimes with significant consequences. The long-term effects on the brain and body make marijuana a dangerous drug to a lot of people. Blessing just indicated that, leading to negative outcomes that don't show until years later. So we have to assess, because marijuana, like any other drug, can be abused and have long-term lasting health consequences. I'm sure the debate will be very interesting, some for and some against. Hello, talk to me on the telephone.
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, ma'am.
I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. I have not done this study. But anybody with the experience of using marijuana, and want to be sincere about it, marijuana is a drug that, while it is natural, and we say it's just a plant, accepting, but it have its danger. Marijuana causes young men to be docile, kind of, you know, chilling in a way. The urge for working will not be there because it gets you kind of docile, lazy. You just want to relax, to chill out. And marijuana is mainly used for that purpose, just for chilling out. I find Roosevelt scary. This Labour administration is cruel to Dominicans. Because Mr. Linton talk about the industry of marijuana and the what it can bring, the revenue it can bring to the state. He was the first one to point that out, to bring it out, and say he's going to make it an industry. They would like to destroy that. But in all fact, in all sincerity, if you're making an industry of it to boost up the economy of the country, it's better than letting it go wild in the hands of young minds to destroy them, to make them docile and no urge for working and so. It's best you give them the urge to plant and to sell to the market instead of using it as they are using it today, abusing it. And they are wicked. They are just wicked. They just want to destroy it. They would not want to make it an industry so that people will make money out of it to be independent and take care of themselves and their people and their family. So they are trying to destroy it. But the idea of letting it go wild in the hands of people to have 2 trees at their home and to have any amount on them, a little amount on them, that is not going well for Dominica and for the youth of Dominica. I think making an industry out of it so that it will bring return to Dominica generally would be the best way to go. And you see they're not addressing that at all. What they want to address first is to give it to the young people to destroy, further destroy them, so that they will have their way, they will divide and rule.
Caller, thank you. Thank you very much for your view here in the afternoon. It's 1:16. We're taking more phone calls. Your view, yes.
Matt, can you imagine what will happen? These flats that they are building, a house that they're building, when everybody's there and everybody's smoking and babies around the place, can you imagine what's going to happen, Matt?
Again, I am not the health expert. I was trying to get Dr. Benjamin and maybe possibly Dr. Wallace to speak of the effects of marijuana, although there are those who argue that it does nothing to you. But Blessings, who was a smoker, says, you know, Matt, there are dangerous forms of marijuana. Hello, talk to me. They're high grade. Yes.
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, I'm listening to the conversation as usual.
Yes.
And I must identify myself. I am Tony Caesar.
Okay, Tony.
A former marijuana smoker in the village of Scottsdale. Can you hear me, Matt?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Right, Matt, for matter of fact, my name was in Scottsdale. Tony Caesar is a dread and a gorilla. Everybody in Scottsdale hearing me, they know that's the truth. Matt, marijuana, smoking marijuana is dangerous. Matt, I used to smoke, and when I charged, my father, thank God, I got saved, and I had to repent and ask him to forgive me. Matt, the man would talk to me nicely, and Matt, I would just rough up the man, and when the charge gone out of me, I'm saying, boy, why did I do that to my father? Matt, I do that today. When I smoke tomorrow again, the same thing. Matt, marijuana mashing up your head. Marijuana caused me not to obtain a proper education. When you smoke in marijuana at a young age, it caused you to have no interest in school. Matt, Mr. Blackmore, listen to Tony Caesar. Take all this thing on the people, on the young guys. The conviction for marijuana. I agree, take it out. But the day you allow that to happen in Dominica, the day you administration, I love this one in Dominica. Well, we have a little bit, we have a little inhumane that gone. Man just doing things in the street like crazy. Marijuana playing in your head, it's playing in your mind. And when a doctor comes, if you matter, I will call. I know what it used to do to me. It's bad. It's not good.
All right. We'll try to continue getting the doctor to get, or doctors to get their view on marijuana. Hello, talk to me and the effects. Hello, yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
To you.
Well, I'm not the doctor. I'm just talking.
Yes.
Matt, I have no interest in marijuana. I don't even know what it is or how it is. I'm not interested in it.
So you never never take a pool and I'm...
Matt, I don't even know the thing, Will. I saw the plant when on a video where somebody planting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is how I know it.
Okay.
The tree. Matt, I am not interested. But you see what Blessing say, Professor Blessing,
uh-huh.
I agree for 100% what he said. Thank you very much.
Thank you. More telephone calls in the afternoon. This is the Talk on the Block. We're exploring the issue of marijuana. Yes. Yes?
How are you doing, sir?
All right.
Now, concerning this marijuana thing, let me take it back a little bit. We had industries in Dominica, agricultural industry, manufacturing, and all these things. This Roosevelt carrot, get rid of these industries that was providing employment for the young people to develop themselves. Now, they don't have jobs. They don't have anything. Some of them can't even get a plate of food to eat, brother. They are now idle. And the best thing you can do right now is give them weed to smoke freely. You know something? When you talk about the gram, brother, if I have a gram, which is approximately a split, I can have them smoke that and have another gram after that, smoke that, have another gram. So police, you know, I can never be accused of having more than a gram.
Mm-hmm.
So you open the door for youths to destroy themselves in the weed system. Because that's something I learned about weed. Weed work with what it means. So if you are an ignorant person, you smoke weed, you're going to be more ignorant, brother. You know something? If you're somebody that is well-educated, you focus, you smoke a spliff, well, you go deeper into your studies and focus a little more onto things and you like, you know what I'm saying? Inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, bro, this Roosevelt carrot is destroying this country, have already destroyed it, and now he's destroying the young people. You know what I'm saying? This man needs to be gotten rid of long time. All right, man.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. More telephone calls in the afternoon. It's 121. Yes, hello. I was going to ask DJ, did you sleep maybe smoke the weed? No. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon.
You wide open. It doesn't look like he's smoking.
All right.
Matt, I do not want people to get me wrong. And the last caller there is so correct.
Uh-huh.
Matt, I knew when you see you put back, you're asking how many people that were working there, Matt.
Okay.
Matt, ganja never did what the brother illustrated. But if you're a lazy person, ganja going to make you more lazy. If you're thief, you will be more creative. If you're a creative person, ganja going to make you more creative, Matt. But Matt, you see the high-grade weed? Matt, I have heard a man in the ghetto talk about high-grade. Smokers, Matt. And they're being very careful. They're asking if you have any pie stick, I tell you. The weak weed to mix with that strong kind of things they create in lab. That new kind of ganja. And that is getting young people crazy. And grown men who smoking. Matt, I smoke for over 35 years.
Wow.
And I have about 20 years now I leave ganja alone. Because discretion tells me a lot of things, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And I need not to get mad on the road for me to realize, for me to take a cool out. I stopped smoking from 11 years, 10 years, 8 years.
Wow.
Blows on me like clothes because I take my mother taking weed scent on me when I come liquor boy. And Matt, I am telling you. As I tell you, Matt, I just want to make it quick, let other people call. Just like the corporal in Belfast, there is a clause in the license issuance you purchase from smaller farmers. And let man like, you know, there's another group, you know, with Dr. Pascal and what's the brother name? Henry Shillingford,
uh-huh.
Oracle. That asking for license to cultivate weed for medical purposes for years. and they're not giving them the license. They're not issuing it to them. Now, I hear Mervyn said that, and somebody called me and told me about that former minister's sons who are cultivating hybrid marijuana on the greenhouse. And no police dared to tell them anything. So now, Matt, I am just saying, my brethren, the young people, if you want to do something for them, create an industry out of marijuana. Matt, we have fabric, the strongest fabric in the world. Not every parachute, every military clothing, every military bag, or the cloth, the fabric boots, you see, military. Matt, that is the strongest fabric in the world, you know. Sails for ships, Matt, are made out of marijuana. Because that's the strongest, Matt. They make a body of a vehicle in marijuana, Matt. And it's just hit it with a sledgehammer, and it bounces right back like nothing happened to it, Matt. So there are many purposes, creams and shampoos and oil and medicine and so many things. And put Dominic on the map, supplying the world with its raw products or its processed products, adding value to our raw products. So if all you want to do something, my brethren, is not to add insult to injuries. The man smoking weed all over the place and there is no lax or decriminalization on a small portion of weed. So it's just wickedness, Matt, and it's inconsiderate, and it's abusive, my brethren. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Taking a break. We're going to come back right here on Q.
Isa Trading Limited announces the arrival of a wide assortment of delicious Libby's box juice drinks. Apple, orange, fruit punch, guava pineapple, and apple cherry. All in 200 ml juice box sizes. And apple, orange, and fruit punch in 1 liter boxes. Libby's box juice drinks prices start as low as $1.65. Visit ESAR Trading Limited today and get top quality products at unbeatable prices. ESAR Trading Limited is making a difference for you.
Dominicans, Dominicans, enjoy your property, protect your property. You homeowner and businessman, protect your property, enjoy your property. Can't wait for the hurricane, can't wait till you flood again, can't wait till your roof fly out and all your business coming out. Remember, no insurance company will insure your property when a storm is approaching. Get ahead of the hurricane season and insure with a company who gives you the assurance of payment for your valid claim. Come speak with us today at the New India Assurance Company Limited, upstairs AC Shillingford and Company Limited, 24 King George Fifth Street, Roseau. Bring along an up-to-date valuation from a qualified engineer and get insured today.
Ou si mi bon manje, right? Si konsa vwate ou si mi bon gas en ve diesel. It makes them happy if they can drive pretty long. If your gas or diesel tank is up ali, dege do, take me to West Indies Oil. Pise yo ki ni gas en ve diesel ki pretty net on island, saving you on maintenance costs, avoiding costly breakdown. West Indies Oil ouvert convenient hours with helpful staff and Rockaway, Waters, Colibri Street, St. Joe Castle Street, Newton Castle, Comfort Avec Wesley. Patrick Dile vwate ibwe hot West Indies Oil. Vijay lika smile. But if it's something else, Vijay lika somebody say, force ibwe hot Liver Oil. West Indies Oil Company, where innovative oil solutions count.
The Global View on Q tonight, 27th October 2020, 8 p.m. on Q95, the big station. Your host, Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G. It's independence season in Dominica, isn't it? So let's talk about Dominica in the context of a case study. Dominica is now 42 years as a so-called independent country, many years after separation first from Africa and later from Europe and Britain. I will ask my panelists, how have the national development paths of our indigenous Kalinagos and Afro-Caribbean peoples in Dominica and other Caribbean states translated into real and spiritual independence and growth, cultural, economic, and social for Afro-Caribbean and Kalinago people today? In other words, where do we stand How will our Writers' Congress report to the world about us and about our accountability to our future generations? The panelists are Dr. Julius Garvey, son of the great Marcus Garvey in New York, Dr. Dale Dangleben, trauma surgeon in Philadelphia in the United States, Dr. Neil Vaz in Florida, ENT specialist Dr. Irvin Pascal in Dominica, and most distinguished attorney Gabriel Christian in Maryland in the United States. Don't miss this. Get the answers to your questions on the Global View on Q. Wherever you are in Dominica, in the region and globally, join the conversation on the Global View on Q. Have your say tonight and every Tuesday, 8 p.m. on the Global View on Q with Mr. G, only on Q95, the big station.
Digital is not a buzzword, it is a culture. At Digicel, we've made it our mission to enrich your digital life. That's why we're bringing together more of all the experiences you love. The latest shows, the best of local and international music and radio, live sports, cloud storage, breaking news, HD video chat and more. Welcome to Digital at Digicel. Digicel, better together.
We're back.
And to allow people to be able to have in their possession and for the use for religious purposes and other purposes, 28 grams of marijuana. And I believe in this amendment will also allow for maybe a couple of trees, persons to be able to have a couple of trees planted on their private premises, and of course there'll be conditions set. So if you are 18 and younger, you can't smoke it. You are not to be in possession of this. So this is part of the amendments. Of course there'll be other conditions that you can't smoke in the public, you can't smoke on the bus. Everybody's on the bus, you can't smoke on the bus, and etc. But this is not, we're not passing this legislation. From my view, this has not been presented to Parliament to quote unquote free up the herb, as we say. And it is really about not prosecuting people for the possession of 28 grams or less. And this is a progressive move by the government. And the next step is to look at marijuana from a medicinal standpoint and the bigger legislative agenda on this, and this will come later on.
All right, so we're gonna take more phone calls. The telephones are going crazy here. Everybody has their view, huh? Yes, it's 131. Let's take a phone call. Bring down your volume, please. Yes?
What's the vibe, my brother? What's the vibe?
All right, make it quick. We have many calls.
Okay, my brother. Me, myself, I'm not in the favor of that marijuana business. You see, you can walk you for ounce and this kind of thing. If a man smoking his joint, he smoke his joint, he shouldn't be harassed by a police for his joint and bringing him up for a joint. I agree with that. And a man that gets caught with a joint, you know, you can free up the man in the prison for all the time. But that is a trick of the spirit. And I'm not going with that. Because why? Food selling on the shelf more, you understand? And people need that more in their house. So why you don't decrease the price of the groceries and raise a man's salary instead of letting the youth, I beg, you know, instead of letting the youth go and smoke. Matt,
I'll tell you what. Maybe somebody is calling you. I'm hearing an incoming call on your phone. So take care of that, and you can give us a call back. 449-309-596-97. Let's listen to a doctor, his view on legalization, if you will. Of
Matt, Dale here. You know, I'm listening to your conversation. It's very interesting. You know, I agree with Blessings, right? And I've spoken about this, you know, instead of opening up this industry for the medicinal aspect of marijuana, they go ahead and do this. But this, you guys, I don't think you guys are seeing the big picture. They're doing that to make way for what they've been doing in all industries in Dominica. right? So let the little man, you know, have his little weed. But in the background, they're going to have the big wigs come in and do the big money deals. This is what these guys are doing. But let me talk about the medicinal aspect. Any form of smoking is not good for you, period. But the marijuana has THC, and that is the psychoactive component. There are several other medicinal components like the CBD that we have to take advantage of. There is so much discussion that we can have about marijuana, but these guys, what they've done is they have trivialized it. But they have a reason. Everything these guys do, the little that they give to the populace, they have a bigger picture to make money for themselves. I can bet on that. Let's wait to see how that goes. But I agree with Blessings. Okay, there is a component of marijuana that affects people differently, and the THC. But again, we don't promote any forms of smoking.
Well, there's the opinion there of a medical expert. Is there a picture behind what has been presented at this time? Hello, it's 1:34. Talk to
me. Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, quick. Yes.
Matt, I'm not happy in the way that the marijuana is sort of legalized and so on. I agree with Dr. Dangabin that they are just trying to give the young fellas a thing to just blur their vision and then bigger picture after come and plant it to make their money. But Matt, somebody sent me a WhatsApp message or thing from sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Matt, I read it, it says Barbados is projecting to make over $1.3 or $4 billion in marijuana oil next year. That is this year, 2020, if not 2019. And this is where we should have gone, rather than giving fellas two free spliff or so to smoke on the side of the road, which is going to make people more docile. Matt, I had my experience with it, 1983, when I smoked a marijuana. Matt, I did not want to have that feeling again ever in life. Much more even to interfere with it or have touched it or have hold it for anybody. Nothing like that. I did not want to have anything to do with it. But now that there's this medicinal thing about this marijuana, Matt.
So you had a bad experience?
Yes. So Matt, that is something we need to take advantage of, the medicinal purposes. And let's go with that big time and not small time, like a three trees in your yard. I maybe need the three trees to help me sleep, you know, to use it to help me to sleep. But hey,
okay,
let's go big picture and let everybody plant it to sell the oil. I think I heard the oil comes from the seeds, you know. So let's plant it and get the seeds and make the oil and sell it to whoever wants it.
All right, somebody say, thank you, caller. Somebody said, Matt, did you hear Ed in Parliament saying marijuana sent people to school? I agreed, but I'm sure it wasn't an ounce of trees or an ounce of trees that was sending children to school. So I'm in support with the Blessings. Let's do an industry. 449-3095-9697. Thank you, caller. 1:36, yes.
Yeah, Matt, I'm going to be brief and very quick. Matt, you know, I sit in there and I listen in there. I'm saying to myself, it could be because the opposition talks about the marijuana for the medicine aspect of it.
Right.
And they want to come up with that because they know there's no doubt the opposition is going to disagree with that one for them to say they are flip-flopping. Now, secondly, Matt, if the doctor comes with you and I'm not here to call, Matt, ask the doctor, what could cause a man to smoke marijuana? And why is he smoking marijuana? He cannot feel, he has his very sleep God gave him. He has to stamp his soul to know that he's there. What is the cause? Is something not wrong, Matt? It happened to me. It happened to me, and I have to run for my life. So these guys are crazy, don't they, man? I'm mad about that today.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. More telephone. You're lucky to get in again because so many people trying. Hello, yes.
Yeah, Matt.
Yes, I.
Skerrick and them.
Uh-huh.
Setting up to control the marijuana industry in Dominica. That is what they all about, Matt. This stupidness about free plants behind your house and all that nonsense there. While they are preparing, Matt, to hijack the entire marijuana industry, Matt. That is what. Matt, very soon you're going to hear either Montreal management or Mercury management involving marijuana, Matt. Involving the production of greenhouse marijuana. Matt, and then they're going to have the licensing. They're going to issue licenses to plant marijuana to their friends and their family, Matt. So people like me, Matt, a bona fide farmer, that would apply for a license to cultivate marijuana, Matt. I will be denied that license, Matt. Matt, is the same thing Scary going to do with this COVID business, you know, Matt? Be selective to come and you have to ask them permission, you have to get license and so on. And once you see, you have to apply to them for license for anything, Matt. For permission to have things, to plant marijuana, to have party, to have meeting, whatever, you have to apply to them for permission from Matt. That is the avenue they're going to use to discriminate against you and to squeeze you, Matt. So, Matt, when you were Scary talking about business and so on, Scary is just trying to set it up for himself to see how he can continue to, again, to fleece the country resources, Matt. So that's nonsense about it. What Scary should do is just free up herb. Just free up herb totally and completely. No conditions, my brother. Talking caution me.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. 1:39. The debate continues here. Moving forward until about 2 o'clock. Yes. I missed that. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll come back after this.
Classified Nightclub and Big Edge Financial Express present Classified Independence Monday, November 2 from 10 p.m. featuring, for the first time in a long time, Shoppy of the Midnight Groovers. Shoppy Hot Guabe, monsieur. Philip Chubby Mark with hits like Coco Sec, Milk and Honey, and more. And performing live for the first time, the biggest hit for the independent season. Lobster, Alter Sound City, alongside the man Keezy. DJs for the evening, Mix Master General Mr. Mix, Dr. Miguel Labadi, and the legend Chubby, rocking you straight into independence. Pop Music, Bell Moon, advance tickets are limited. $25 available at Minia 7-Eleven, Patricia Salon at Old Fort Guabe, or online at shop.access767.com. VIP $50. Can't attend? Live pay-per-view streaming on ComCTV. Classified Independence, sponsored by Big Edge Financial, Minia's, Mira Entertainment, Classified Nightclub, Digicel, and Kyrie FM. All COVID-19 health protocols will be observed.
The Global V1Q tonight, 27th October 2020, 8 p.m. on Q95, the big station. Your host, Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G. It's independence season in Dominica, isn't it? So let's talk about Dominica in the context of a case study. Dominica is now 42 years as a so-called independent country, many years after separation first from Africa and later from Europe and Britain. I will ask my panelists, how have the national development paths of our indigenous Kalinagos and Afro-Caribbean peoples in Dominica and other Caribbean states translated into real and spiritual independence and growth, cultural, economic, and social for Afro-Caribbean and Kalinago people today? In other words, where do we stand? How will our Writers' Congress report to the world about us and about our accountability to our future generations? The panelists are Dr. Julius Garvey, son of the great Marcus Garvey in New York, Dr. Dale Dangleben, trauma surgeon in Philadelphia in the United States, Dr. Neil Vaz in Florida, ENT specialist Dr. Irvin Pascal in Dominica, and most distinguished attorney Gabriel Christian in Maryland in the United States. Don't miss this. Get the answers to your questions on the Global V1Q. Wherever you are in Dominica, in the region and globally, join the conversation on the Global V1Q. Have your say tonight and every Tuesday, 8 p.m. on the Global V1Q with Mr. G, only on Q95, the big station.
18 more minutes here on the talk, on the block. Let's listen to a few more voices here on this very important subject here.
Matt, marijuana is a medicine. When you drink the leaf, We are going to depend. Imagine even the seed. If you have a child that have a syndrome and cannot talk well, you give them the seed. I can testify to that one. You give them the seed, Matt, and it helped them with their speech. Marijuana, you mustn't smoke with an empty stomach. Your stomach have to feel so that the brain will be filled. If you have a hungry stomach, your brain weakens. Your brain have to be filled. You understand? Marijuana have no problem in it. It's how you take it, how you drink it. If you put too much in the cake, you'll be charged. If you take too much in the cookies, if you make too much in a drink, that's all. You understand? But marijuana, you can make strap with it. You can make exercise book.
All right, the debate, as I said, continues here on marijuana. Let's go back to cannabis for some 143. Yes.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Matt, let me tell you something now.
Uh-huh.
The government has wasted an opportunity. The United Workers Party has presented a plan for cannabis for this country, Matt. Political leader, the Honorable Lennox Linton, flow into the United States where there are processes being utilized, where people are making millions, hundreds of millions of dollars annually from the processing of cannabis for medicines, for oils and different things, Matt. What the government of Dominica did on Monday was essentially declaring war on young people by telling them to go and smoke dope. That is not what the United Workers Party is talking about. We kept seminars, we kept retreats, Matt, over the years, discussing the way forward, how for us to move into the plantation of marijuana in greenhouse to create jobs for our young people so that they can sell it like how they used to sell bananas, because bananas have gone, have left us. Our agricultural sector is unlike, like on a branch swinging and the wind have it. It is not focused, it is not footed, Matt. We can make hundreds of millions of dollars if we understand the potentials of ganja growing, of marijuana growing. But this administration, having the majority in the Parliament of Dominica, instead of passing the relevant laws to ensure that we identify planters to go into it to make millions, they are telling the young people, you can smoke your spliff. No jobs available. The Chinese have it all, but you can smoke your dope. That is not the way forward. We believe that is assault. That is an assault on the young people of Dominica. The government of Dominica has stolen an idea of the United Workers Party, but that is not what we planned. Our plan is in our manifesto on page, I think, 9, how are we going to move forward in making millions of dollars, because agriculture is supposed to be a pillar of the Dominican economy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And more voice notes coming here as we speak. Everybody wants to share their view on just what we heard from the minister, security minister, and the prime minister. Let's listen to this one.
Hi, Matt. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all Dominicans. Matt, Dominic Fini Bate, under those criminals there. Matt, if Skerritt had any ambition at all, do you think Skerritt would bring that bill into Parliament today, Matt? Look at the state of the economy. How many jobs did this government create from since elections, from since they stole the elections in December to now? How many jobs have they created in Dominica for the young people? What form of employment is there for the young people, Matt? Apart from the sea war and the drunkenness. Now he is in Parliament on some BS, talking about bill for 28 grams of marijuana, and they can plant at their home and smoke at their home and what have you. So that is what you want to bring on our society, Roosevelt Skerritt, a society of doped zombies. Are you for real, Mr. Skerritt? What positive have you brought to Dominica for the past 10 years? Don't you see the decline in our country? Don't you see what is happening to our young people, the decadence, Mr. Skerritt? And you are now adding 28 grams of cannabis to it. I could understand if they had gone into Parliament and passed a bill to expunge off the records the charges or what have you, how you call it, on persons who were convicted for, you know, maybe for split for two or what have you. I totally understand that. But you're not telling me that, you know, this is what is going to allow them to join their families in the U.S., as Reuben Blackmore said, when you go to Parliament and approve them to smoke marijuana at leisure. Don't you think they have to do medicals that require blood work, et cetera, et cetera? So when they find the marijuana in the urine sample, you think you're helping them? You think they will be able to come here when they find drugs in the urine sample? Mad, these people don't know what they're talking about, you know. And it's clear. Their brains do not go further than a marijuana spliff. Because with all the medicinal purposes in that same cannabis that other countries with good governance and good leadership, smart leaders, leaders with a brain, leaders with brains, they're thinking of how to create an economy from cannabis for the benefit of the country. These morons are coming into Parliament to talk about approving a bill or passing a bill for 28 grams, to smoke 28 grams of marijuana. Man, these people, I don't understand. I don't understand how they think. These people have lost their minds.
We have 10 more minutes. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
One of the things. The smoking of marijuana is also a gateway to higher drugs. So because of stress and other type of things that affect your life, frustration and all these things, somebody will choose to smoke marijuana to calm their nerves so they won't have to go through the peer pressure and all these things. But the question is for how long? So it will hold you up for maybe 5 hours or something, but then when marijuana cannot help again, what you find is that people move to higher drugs. But I'm listening to Roosevelt Skerritt saying, let's smoke it first, and after we'll see if we can make some money out of it. Instead of creating an industry where you can get people with gainful employment, your first interest is to destroy people while she's applying stress, because people don't have work, people have needs, they have things that they're interested in accomplishing, they have talents. He kills that, he suppresses them. And now he's actually saying, let's smoke, that will help. And then we're gonna try marijuana to see if we can make some money out of it. While she's not actually creating the avenue to provide gainful employment for tourism, for other aspect, agriculture and all these things. But it's marijuana he's sending them into to destroy their lives so he can have some political gain from them and all this different stuff. But I want to say to Roosevelt Skerritt, and I'll say all the time, the wickedness that he take up upon himself and impose it on the people, he shall pay for it. He shall pay, I say. All right, man.
All right. Thank you very much. 1:52 is the afternoon time. The telephone calls. Inundated with telephone calls at this time. Hello, yes?
In advance.
Hello, yes?
And our Prime Minister, he's so good. He's so damn good.
He's damn good.
At conning us. Have a good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. More telephone calls here. Every minute the telephone goes. Yes. Every second, maybe.
Yeah, Matt, we just need to keep the record straight. Just a point of correction there. I heard one of your previous callers said that marijuana is a gateway drug. Matt, if you remember the commission that visited, the regional commission headed by Dr. Anthony, Kenny Anthony's wife, remember when Blackmore made that statement, she was quick to correct Blackmore. Based on the research that they have done over the many years, they have found out and concluded that marijuana is not a gateway drug, Matt, and to make a nexus between Maslin and Ed Regis, Matt, Ed Regis is recognizing that marijuana sent children to school. Matt and Maslin is talking about the need to go into legislation to expunge people records and so on. And that is true, Matt. But when you're doing that, Matt, you also have to reimburse them the monies that you charge them in court where they had to go and take loan to pay for the charges that you were leveling against them for marijuana possession. You need to do it like Antigua. When you expunge their record, Matt, pay them back the money, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you had them taking loan to go and pay court, Matt. Thanks a lot for your...
Thank you very much. 153, interesting arguments going forward here. Two. And again, say hello, talk to me. Yes, on the telephone, more telephone calls, 156. We'll be wrapping up there in a minute. Yes.
Yeah, what's up, Benjamin? Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Dale Dungleben and my brother Blessing, because first of all, the lungs is for oxygen and not for carbon dioxide or anything smoke. But there's a lot of important properties in marijuana that we could utilize. But what the Prime Minister said there about giving the man a few trees to grow, it's just playing with your mind. Like the caller said, there's something, a bigger picture. Like in Arizona and those places there, California, there's a lot of people that have a license, but they are regulated to plant a certain amount for sale. So this is what the government should be doing, regulating all the ganja growers, but regulate them so everybody won't be like this one trying to compete with this other one. We all growing, even if four dozens of trees, how many dozens of trees, for sale. And the caller that said about Barbados thinking of making money. Barbados don't have fertile soil like Dominica. Barbados don't have water like Dominica. So actually, Barbados is going to be ripping off from the other islands. So they're going to be making money off our cultivation, because this is what they looks like they've been talking about. So we have to see to it that we control our own in Dominica, because none of them in the island have fertile soil like Dominica, bro. I drink cocoa from other island. None of them taste like Dominica. I drink coconut water from other island. None of them taste like Dominica, bro. We have a uniqueness about Dominica, and we have to preserve and protect that. That's why Skerrit has to go, so that we could move our country forward, Belgium. This is not playing game right now. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, my brother. 155. More telephone calls, yes? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes?
My belief is that this whole issue is in order to direct the people's attention to things that really do not affect them very much. The small amount of ganja that they're legalizing does not mean that those who are already smoking are going to smoke more, and it doesn't mean that those who are not smoking are going to start smoking. These are small matters, and we have much bigger matters to deal with, and we are concentrating on this instead of looking at the bigger picture and the other things that are more important. That's my view.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Let's take a quick voice note and we'll get out of here. Yes.
Hey, Matt, that marijuana legalized small quantity for personal use, they're running that process back to front, Matt. You have to develop the herb first, put into industrial mode first, for returns to state and country and economy first. And based on the fact of those who support that herb growing and has the knowledge and for the Rastafarian affiliation, then you can grant them a license to do what they need to do under certain legislations, under certain conditions. Based on religion, you can start first based on religion. So you need a license. Let them pay its revenue, let them pay for it, but also you'll be looking at these people as growers, as to, you know, in reference with whatever industry you have created. You cannot legalize something that on that level there and not capitalize on the industrial and the economical return from it first. You have to do that first. And because that is out there for gain of country, then you have to respect the growers and the planters of it to a certain extent, where you can grant them based on their religious practices to have a certain quantity for personal use. So on that level, anybody can go and side with the vibe. But what he doing there is just telling the ghetto man it's okay to smoke. But it's okay to smoke in Dominica already. They're smoking all over already. So what difference it make them at?
Right. Thank you, caller. Thank you. We have to go because of time is not allowing us to move further here. It's the talk on the block. We'll come back tomorrow, okay?
It makes them happy if they can drive pretty long. If your gas or diesel tank is up, take me to West Indies Oil. Pisa, you can gas or diesel pretty net on island, saving you on maintenance costs, avoiding costly breakdown. West Indies Oil, over convenient hours with helpful staff and Rockaway, Waters, Colby Street, St. Joe Castle Street, Newton Castle, Comfort, Wesley. Patrick Delevo at Ibuehor. West in this oil. Vijay Lika smile. But if it's something else, Vijay Lika somebody say, for sale, work on liver oil. West in this oil company, where innovative oil solutions count.
It's a Creole Christmas sales event at Auto Trade. Our brand new 2020 Suzuki Vitaras are now available at our lowest monthly installments, starting at just $825. Includes $400 grocery vouchers, Tintin, and more. Ignite your spirit of adventure. Take advantage of this deal and drive off in the Caribbean's number one SUV. Visit the dealership or call 613-2496 for more information or to schedule a test drive. Sale on through December 31 or while stocks last. At Auto Trade, it's not just a car, it's a relationship.
Usimi bon manje, right? Si kosa voati usimi bon gas and diesel. It makes them happy if they can drive pretty long. If your gas or diesel tank is up, take me to West Indies Oil. Pisa, you can gas and diesel pretty net on island, saving you on maintenance costs, avoiding costly breakdown. West Indies Oil, over convenient hours with helpful staff and Rockaway, Waters, Colby Street, St. Joe Castle Street, Newton Castle, Comfort, Wesley. Patrick Delevo at Ibuehor West Indies Oil. Vijay Lika smile. But if it's something else, Vijay Lika somebody say, for sale, work on liver oil. West Indies Oil Company, where innovative oil solutions count.
Cleaning can be so much easier, can smell so much better, and can be so much cleaner with the use of the right disinfectant. Estefan makes cleaning affordable with the best selection of disinfectants available from sizes 450 ml to 4-liter bottles. You can get your house and business clean for a fraction of the price with the top cleaning products from Ozone, Lanier, Astor brands, starting from $5.70 in a wide range of fragrances. Disinfect with disinfectants from your choice supermarket. Astefat, right place, right price.
It's 2 o'clock, we have to join Digicel at this time. Join us again tomorrow, same time, on the big station. Now time for Digicel, the Digicel Hour. See you around. Have a great day. And check the weather.